When was the last time you gave away your best thinking for free? For creative professionals, this happens daily in the pitch process. A quiet revolution is brewing against this self-defeating practice. Blair Enns's manifesto has become a rallying cry for designers and agency owners seeking to reclaim their expertise and dignity. The core message is transformative yet simple. Stop competing on price and free work. Instead, position yourself as the expert who guides the process rather than the vendor who follows orders. This shift doesn't just improve your profit margins, it fundamentally changes how clients perceive and value your work. The traditional pitch process creates a power imbalance from the start. You perform while clients judge. You invest countless unpaid hours hoping to impress while they risk nothing. Even when you win, you've established a relationship where your thinking is undervalued and your role is subordinate. What if there was another way? What if you could command respect, charge premium prices, and work only with clients who value your expertise? This isn't fantasy, it's the reality for professionals who've embraced these principles. The core challenge for creative professionals is substitutability. When clients see many firms as equally capable, they gain power to demand free work and dictate terms. The solution lies in becoming irreplaceable through specialized expertise. Positioning isn't about clever taglines, but eliminating competition through specialization. When clients have limited alternatives to your expertise, you control pricing and terms. When alternatives abound, clients dictate everything, including speculative work requirements. This demands making the difficult business decision most creative firms avoid, choosing a focus. Creative professionals often stay full service due to their love of variety, inviting undifferentiated competition and diminished margins. Many fear specialization leads to monotonous work, yet paradoxically, specialization often creates more engaging opportunities by positioning you for the most challenging problems in your domain. The key is overcoming our creative resistance to focusing. By narrowing our scope, we develop deeper expertise that becomes our competitive advantage. Traditional pitch presentations establish unhealthy dynamics by positioning us as performers seeking approval rather than experts offering guidance. We must shift from presenter to practitioner, from being judged to collaborating as equals. The traditional approach requires surprise and big reveals, keeping clients at arm's length until presentation time. This creates communication gaps that increase failure risk, yet we persist because presentations serve our needs more than the engagement's success. Without presentations, what remains is conversation, honest dialogue where both parties assess the fit between need and expertise. This approach naturally lowers buying resistance rather than building it. To maintain control while working closely with clients, we establish clear rules. Strategy first, continuous reference to strategy, freedom of execution, client input on strategy but creative freedom for us, fewer options of better quality, and only we present our work. How we sell shapes what we sell, affecting both outcome and compensation. When we audition for clients, we create a commander-complier dynamic. Engaging as equals through conversation sets the foundation for respectful collaboration. Like doctors who examine before prescribing, creative professionals must diagnose before proposing solutions. Skipping proper diagnosis would be considered malpractice in other fields. Our worst client experiences often come from accepting clients' self-diagnoses without validation. When projects fail, we can't hide behind "we only did as told." Clients rightfully see us as irresponsible order takers. Design is a process we must define and protect. Successful clients naturally take control. It's how they've succeeded. But allowing clients to dictate problem diagnosis undermines our expertise. Throughout the engagement, we must ensure clients value our expertise enough to trust our process. Having formal diagnostic methods positions us as experts rather than order takers. Good clients relinquish control when they recognize our superior tools and knowledge. Design isn't just the solution, it's the process. We must formalize and insist on our diagnostic methodology, as consistent outcomes depend on following our process. We often use pitching to avoid true selling, giving away free thinking rather than engaging in meaningful sales conversations. But authentic selling isn't about persuasion. It's about determining fit between buyer's need and seller's solution, then facilitating appropriate next steps. Since we sell ideas and advice, our sales approach directly shapes what we deliver. The selling process follows three steps aligned with the client's buying cycle. 1. Help the unaware recognize problems through thought leadership. 2. Inspire the interested through your work and approach. 3. Reassure those with intent through structure and process. Written proposals create resistance by signaling eagerness for business and shifting relationship power. This investment often leads to stalling rather than honest rejections. For complex situations requiring diagnostic work, we must charge for this phase, just as doctors charge for MRIs and lawyers for discovery. Our proposal should simply be verbal. We propose to do X for you over Y time frame for Z price. Once agreed, we write the contract. We must stop relying on documents to do what we should do ourselves, propose. Selective practitioners target organizations they can best serve rather than pursuing all potential clients. They say no early to those who aren't ideal fits, which makes their yes more valuable. Human nature retreats from what advances and pursues what withdraws. Clients respect experts who carefully vet opportunities against clear parameters for work scope, client type, and budget. Appearing selective attracts interest. Appearing eager breeds suspicion. Getting a quick no is better than a prolonged maybe. When opportunities arise, surface potential deal breakers early. I'm concerned about your budget fit. This approach quickly eliminates doomed opportunities. While we can accept work within our capabilities but outside our expertise, we must be transparent about it. We can do this, but it's not our typical focus. This maintains integrity while allowing strategic growth. Creative professionals face a paradox. Design is increasingly valued as a business differentiator, yet outputs are becoming commoditized. Technology and market saturation are creating a divide between tactical providers and high-value experts. Our education celebrated artistic passion but neglected business fundamentals. We weren't taught how to build sustainable practices that would let us pursue our creative vision long-term. When we blame clients who undervalue us, we're really frustrated with ourselves for accepting poor terms. While we can't control client behavior or selection processes, we can choose to walk away. Our unique ability to envision possibilities, conceive solutions, and guide others toward better futures is our true value. This revolution isn't just about ending free pitching, it's about building businesses that maximize our potential and impact. Success requires the courage to specialize, charge appropriately, decline poor fits, and value our strategic thinking above all. Choose this path and you'll attract clients who respect your expertise, compensate fairly, and enable your best work, the reason you chose this profession.